Hello and welcome to magazine.t4l. This is issue 20, term 2, 2022. And this is the addition to Hit Refresh, where we're going to refresh your skills and boost your confidence. And this is a New South Wales government publication. First up, we have our welcome note, and this is from Mark Greentree, the Executive Director for Digital Learning. Get the most out of tech in term 2 with this latest edition of magazine.t4l. Investigate fantastic new innovations in our lab and across the department. Boost your approach to building a more accessible classroom with great new features in some of your favorite tools. We also unpack the new T4L Kids magazine, which is all about positive influences, including some of our fantastic student representatives. The next subheading is titled T4L Loves. Are you addicted to Wordle? Many imitators have emerged, but Hurdle tests your musical prowess. How quickly can you guess the song of the day? The cricket craze has gripped the world, including the T4L Innovations Lab, where we're exploring the educational possibilities of how this die-cutting and heat-pressing machine could enhance creativity and innovation in the classroom. And lastly, do you have students that can't get enough of manga? Google Arts and Culture has created Giga Manga, which lets you create a manga character from a simple sketch using AI and machine learning. And finally, on the bottom of page 2, understanding the student portal. The student portal is very different to the staff portal. Watch these short videos to learn what's available to students and how you can best assist them to navigate their space. And we have 3 video resources. The first, watch the K-2 video, watch the 3-6 video, and watch the secondary video. And just a little note, have you joined us on Teams? The T4L teacher community is our forum online. Join our team for up-to-the-minute updates, events, resources, and information, as well as productivity hacks, all provided to support you with teaching and learning. That moves us on over to page 3, with the main heading of T4L Innovations Lab with Joachim Cohen. Our first question for Joe, why do you love the lab? It's all about the opportunity to consider how regular consumer technology tools could have an impact in the classroom and power up teaching and learning. We get to problem solve and think outside the box. It's about listening and finding ways for technology to improve learning outcomes. Another question, what are you testing right now? We have a new telepresence robot in the lab that instead of projecting a student's face, projects an emoji image. This is great for students who might be extra shy or perhaps have a significant change in their appearance due to an illness. Plus, we have some accessible classroom tools that could literally change how your classroom looks, feels, and sounds at the push of a button. Now, Joe, tell us more about the accessibility tools you're exploring. We are looking at tools that can transform the way people experience their classroom and how technology can improve access to space, environment, and all aspects of learning. It might be a tool that transforms a space to meet someone's unique needs, opens a door on demand, or makes it easier to navigate their learning on a device. Still in the lab, they've been working on 3D printing for students with low vision. Ever thought about 3D printing a brain and a skull? This is now a reality thanks to the innovative team in Braille and Large Print Services who have created a library of 3D printed designs for students with visual impairments in New South Wales public schools. The library also explores and evaluates different colors, textures, and materials to see what students respond well to. Anatomical prints, in particular, have been a breakthrough, as regular raised lines in existing low vision resources could not fully capture the way organs and other body parts may be encased in the body. There are also designs for objects such as the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the pyramids, among other curriculum-linked objects on offer. Schools can download the designs and print locally on a 3D printer or borrow a 3D printer via the stem.t4l team. how could these tools add another layer to how both students with low vision, as well as every student in your classroom, experience learning? Let us know in the T4L teacher community and subscribe to the Virtual Staff Room podcast to hear our upcoming conversation in episode 32. Moving on to page 4 and 5, where we have our first double page spread of this issue, titled 5 Tips for Your Techie Classroom. Number 1, help with new devices. Have you just received some new devices or MLDs? Want to get the latest on how to manage them so you can focus on exploring the teaching and learning opportunities? Check out the T4L device management page or pass the link to your computer/ICT coordinator. Next is time saving with Google Docs. Google Docs has recently undergone a power up. Just type the @ symbol and see all the magical shortcuts that appear, from assigning tasks to adding dates, links, bullets, and other components. This is one tip to power up productivity for both you and your students. 3, Apple and accessibility. Do some of your students find the typical gestures on the iPad tough to master? Assistive Touch lets you and your students customize the touch experience to explore what you can do. Simply jump to the settings, then accessibility, then touch, and finally, assistive touch. Number 4 is Chromebook and accessibility. Did you know that there's a text-to-speech feature built into each Chromebook? To discover how to access your Chromebook's accessibility settings, try hitting Alt-Shift-S. Then select the settings cog and type accessibility into the search field. Then select manage accessibility features. Next, select enable select to speech. Hold down the search key on the keyboard and select any text to invoke the feature. Don't forget to ask students to plug in their headphones. And our last tip, number 5, is Windows and accessibility. We've covered Microsoft's amazing immersive reader in previous editions of magazine.t4l, but did you know the extent to which it can be used across programs on your Windows device? From OneNote to Minecraft Education Edition, and even on the web using your Edge browser. Plus, have you explored all the features that empower every learner? Try Line Focus to let students zone in on what's important, or Picture Dictionary for younger or EALD learners. For more information, to discover how to access your Chromebook's accessibility settings, try the Chromebook Simulator. And here we have a link where you can watch this great video to access this help site. Finally, if you still want to learn more, find out more about Microsoft accessibility features here and click the link, and share Immersive Reader with your students with T4L Kids TV. That takes us on to page 6 and 7, where we have some news just in. The first is Google Forms resources. Maximize your knowledge of Google Forms with our step-by-step playbooks. Step yourself through the features in detail with our short videos and guides. From surveying the community to self-marking quizzes, the time invested is time saved with Google Forms. Next up, we have Canva for Education. Did you know that you can create and animate a GIF in Canva in minutes? What a way for students to summarize a lesson, create animated flashcards, or develop a persuasive digital text or ad. Simply search for a GIF template and select the animate function in the editor's bar. And here is a link where you can watch the latest drive-through video at the 25-minute mark for step-by-step instructions. You can also create videos easily with Canva, where we have another link where you can watch this on-demand webinar with the Canva team to see how. Next up in the news is Google Chromebook. Did you know each school can now personalize their Chromebook experience from apps to extensions and more? Share this page with your ICT or computer coordinator and take advantage of all the new features of the Google Delegated Admin Controls. And next up, we have Microsoft Learn. The Microsoft Educator Center is now called Microsoft Learn. Along with this refreshed look, there are new resources to explore, from intensive and comprehensive learning paths to just-in-time learning modules. Check out the STEM and accessibility sections to make an impact in your classroom. And finally in the news is Apple Pencil. The Apple Pencil has built-in scribble-to-text functions, making a new addition to the iPad and easier than ever to write something and have it converted automatically to text. You can write anything from a URL to a Teams message now with your pencil. You can also explore the creative potential of the iPad with and without a pencil using the Everyone Can Create resources. Click this link to check it out. And finally, just a little note, if you want to purchase Apple Pencils, find them on Edbuy by simply searching Apple Pencil and make sure you select the right pencil for your iPad. Now we're almost at the end, so hang in tight. Our last page titled Unpacking T4L Kids. Now T4L Kids context sets students' goals around a design thinking process and an inquiry learning model. And it can be used as an independent resource, face-to-face teaching or hybrid learning, comes with comprehensive teacher's notes and embedded with curriculum-aligned challenges that will support students to build technology skills. The latest edition, issue 9, is the Influencers issue. The new issue of T4L Kids asks students to explore how they can share their ideas and voices to enact positive change in their community. Students will explore how to use tech to engage and survey their peer community and create platforms to share ideas and enact change. They will also explore how to develop a safe online school community and get to know their Student Doves representatives. And are you wondering what technology is featured? Well, here they are. The first is Google Jamboard, where we have another link to an amazing resource, and Microsoft Forms, where we link to T4L Kids TV, the title Gathering Data with Microsoft Forms, and finally, Google Sites, where we have a very useful resource video, How to Be a Web Designer Using Google Sites. And just a little note to share your students' work with us. Flick it our way at t4linnovations@det.nsw.edu.au. And last up, we want you to know your privacy settings. Protect yourself and know your privacy settings online. Do you lose track of files you share and the settings and editing rights you might have applied to them? The department depends on us all to use information appropriately and keep it secure. It might be time to stop and think about your privacy settings. Consider who has access to your files and how long might they need access for. What access levels have you shared with colleagues and or students? How can you protect the privacy of others as well as your own? Privacy includes the right to be free from interference and intrusion, to associate freely with who you want, and to be able to control who can see or use information about you. And for those looking for some further resources, learn how to share your files in OneDrive and Google Drive. Check out these links. Get help from Microsoft to learn how you can check who has access to your files and protect your family's data. Get help from Google to learn how you can ensure your files are shared with the correct permissions, and explore Privacy Awareness Week resources, and check out the cyber safety page on the department's website for more. And for some student resources, the eSafety Commissioner provides help for students with security for their devices, sharing photos online, and protecting their identity. You can also point students to the Grok Academy's Cyber Marvel Challenges on Privacy and Sharing. That wraps up another edition of magazine.t4l. I hope you've enjoyed it. My name's Jacob Druce. Ciao for now.